Welcome, lovers, to my private sanctuary. This garden is an oasis in our busy world, removed from complexity of modern life, and here to remind you of the beauty of nature. You are here today to learn the art of yoni massage, and thus worship the divine feminine. And I am here to guide you. Yoni is the Sanskrit word for vulva and roughly translates to sacred cave. It is the personification of the female power in nature. Part of connecting to nature means shedding barriers. Please remove your clothes and focus on your surroundings. Feel the gentle breeze on your bared skin. Listen to the birdsong and the rustling of the leaves. See the way the sunlight filters through the leaves. You are a part of nature, and nature is a part of you. Sit facing each other in a comfortable position. Bring your awareness closer. There is only this moment, this calm bubble with you and your partner. Stay in the moment of every step of this journey. There is no racing towards the finish line or reaching a goal. The purpose here is to connect and feel every moment. If orgasm comes, welcome it, but don't pursue it at the cost of your peace. Release yourselves from the pressure to perform and allow yourselves the pleasure of the moment of connection, to feel satisfaction in every touch. We start with the breath, one of the things that gives us life. Place your hands on your bellies and breathe in deeply. One, two, three, four. Hold your breath. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. This breathing pattern tells your body that you are safe. And by breathing together, you are creating a safe space with each other. Let's do another round. Breathe in, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Centered, we can begin the massage. Today is all about the woman. Goddess, I would like you to lie down on your back, using whatever pillows you need to be comfortable, under your head, knees, wherever you need support. For today, the man is a devotee. Supplicant, I want you to take the bottle of body-safe oil, and once your goddess is comfortable, drizzle the oil in a line from the base of her throat, between her breasts, down and over her stomach, and ending at her yoni. By doing this, you connect the energy sources in her body. Goddess, don't forget to keep breathing deeply and feel that line of oil connecting your breath, your heart, and your yoni, the givers of life. Supplicant, it is time for you to touch your goddess. Start on her chest, smoothing the oil out over her collarbones and down her arms. Feel the softness of her skin, the silkiness of the oil. Breathe deeply and connect with her. Work your way down, following the line of oil, working it over her ribcage, her stomach. Add more oil if you need to. Your hands should be able to move freely and smoothly. Goddess, can you feel the strength and love in your supplicant's hands? He honors your body and your soul by caring for you in this way. The only thing you have to do is relax and trust your supplicant. He's taking care of you, and you are free to let go. Supplicant, spread the oil over your goddess's pubic mound, being gentle with her delicate skin. Your purpose right now is not to arouse, but to explore. Spread the oil out over her hips, feeling the energy in her core and how it spreads through her body. Pour more oil into your hands and return to your goddess's chest. This time, focus on her breasts. Using gentle hands, massage her breasts in broad circles. Appreciate her softness and how she yields to your touch. Breathe together again. In, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, out, two, three, four, five, six. Goddess, can you feel your heart awakening as your supplicant massages your breasts? Can you feel your connection deepening as your femininity is taken care of? Breathe into his hands and let your heart expand. Feel how your whole body activates. You may feel sensations in your yoni. Embrace them. If you aren't feeling anything yet, relax and let it come in its own time. Feel your feelings and sensations without judgment. Supplicant, when you're ready, help your goddess spread her legs so you can sit or kneel between them in a way that's comfortable for you both. Adjust the pillows as necessary so that your goddess can fully relax. Pour more oil onto your hands and rub them together. Place one or both your hands on your goddess's yoni, cupping it, and let them rest there for a moment. Feel her heat and hold her sacredness. Breathe deeply and focus on the connection between you. Stay in the moment and don't worry about arousal or pleasure. Those will come naturally. Goddess, take a slow, deep breath. Expand your awareness, feeling your breath flow through your nostrils to your lungs and deeper. Imagine you're breathing into your supplicant's hands where he holds your yoni. And when you breathe out, let any deep tension you have go. You are safe in your supplicant's hands, and the only thing you have to do is feel. Supplicant, when you are ready, begin moving your hand in circles, the flat of your palm against your goddess's folds. Go slowly, feeling for any tension and coaxing those muscles to relax. Adding more oil if necessary, use both hands and start on your goddess's thighs, rubbing in towards her yoni and using your thumbs to massage into her groin. Release any tension she has on the insides of her legs and in her pelvic floor. Don't force anything, but rather gently ease the muscles into releasing. Goddess, resist the urge to tense when your supplicant finds any knots, but rather relax into his touch and remember to breathe. If anything hurts, tell your supplicant. Usually, a lighter touch is all that's needed. This is a sacred moment between you. Touching like this can sometimes feel more intimate than sexual intercourse, and it deserves to be treated with reverence. Honor the bond it creates. Connecting through the divine feminine is powerful. supplicant. When your goddess is ready, work your hands to her center, massaging the sides of her yoni all the way from her buttocks to her pubic mound. Using your fingers or thumbs, make small circles, following any lines of tension and easing them away. If your goddess is aroused and wishes to go further, carry on. If your goddess is satisfied and doesn't wish to continue, now is the time to rest and hold her until you're ready to leave. To proceed, drizzle more oil onto your goddess's yoni and start to massage her entrance. This is the gate to her core, and you will know when she's ready by her opening up. If your goddess gives you permission to go further, slide one finger inside of her. Circle it around, feeling for any tension. Rub the tense spots in the same circular motion, gently helping your goddess to relax. Do not move deeper until all the tension is gone. Add a second finger, making sure your goddess is ready for it. Repeat the process, searching out any tough spots and massaging deeper and deeper. A yoni massage can bring up a lot of feelings, and none of them are wrong. Acknowledge them and let them pass. Good or bad, don't hold on to them, but let them flow naturally, whether they drift like clouds or gush like a river. Observe the sensations and keep your awareness on your supplicant's hands. If your goddess desires it, now is the time to focus on pleasure. Rub her clitoris in a slow rhythm, matching that of your fingers inside of her. Remember, there is no rush or pressure. This is not a race, but a journey. Find your goddess's pleasure spots and pour your love and devotion into them. Goddess, relax into your pleasure. Anytime you feel yourself tensing up, breathe deeply and let it go. Trust that your supplicant will get you there. Don't pressure yourself to achieve orgasm, but rather embrace your pleasure as it comes. Feel how good it is to be massaged internally. Focus on your clitoris and all the nerves that are sparking there. Your yoni knows how to do this. Connect with her. Supplicant, keep working your fingers. Follow your intuition and worship your goddess. You're creating a pathway for her pleasure and ascending to new heights together. Goddess, when you feel your orgasm approach, welcome it. Notice the sensations in your body, how you might tingle or feel pressure or warmth. Allow your body to move however it wants. Don't restrict or judge yourself. Express your pleasure naturally. Feel free to make any sound you need, or none at all. Ride the waves of your orgasm and feel the power of the divine feminine filling your body with light. Supplicant, work your goddess through her pleasure, and when she's ready, slowly withdraw your fingers and cup her yoni once more. Hold her and wait until she has come back to herself. Thank you for honoring her. When you're ready to move, stretch slowly and let your return to reality be gentle. Hold each other and stay in my garden for as long as you wish.